Reporter Charles Maines is based in Moscow, but this week he's in Sochi, and he's struck by the friendlier Russia on display there. It's not exactly the Russia he recognizes.
Russia never seemed to settle on just one slogan for these games. Hot, cool, yours, that official theme. Let's just admit that doesn't really make sense. But emblazoned on an enormous building in Olympic Park, there's one that does.
Russia, great, new open.
Russia, great, new open. That's really the message Russia had hoped to deliver at these games, and one you hear a lot of people here say journalists went out of their way to ruin.
I was so excited about coming, and then I kept hearing things in the media about, you know, not to go, it's not safe. I don't think it helps if there's a lot of negative talk. It doesn't.
Nancy Blair traveled here from Vancouver, Washington, her fourth time at the Olympics. She says the Sochi Games stack up with any she's experienced.
But it's been a wonderful experience here. The weather's great. The people are friendly. Good security. I like that. The fact that they're checking people. I'm just on the seaport now, and it's just exciting. No problems? No problems. I haven't had any problems at all.
Which is what is just so weird about the Sochi Games. At the events, everything is kind of great. But is it real? Everywhere you look, exceptions have now become the rule. This is a Russia where cheerful people come up and say,
"Hello, can I help you?"
Wherever you go. Believe me, that doesn't usually happen. A Russia that recycles? No, sorry. And suddenly police are helpful, the service half-decent, smokers obey, no smoking signs. None of this usually happens. But according to Alexei, who traveled from the Russian city of Volgograd to take in Olympic skiing, all that matters is that it's happening now.
The only people who don't like this are the ones who stayed home on their couches. Everyone who is seeing it with their own eyes sees it's wonderful. The volunteers are so cheerful. Everyone walking around is so positive. Everything's organized really well.
That Russia would put its best face forward is not surprising, of course, but local rights activists say a different story must be told. Thousands of migrant workers who built the Olympic arenas were deported shortly before the Games, many without pay. Environmental activists, too, have faced pressure, including the arrest of Yevgeny Vitushka, who was sentenced to 3 years in prison for protesting the Games. Now, athletes and spectators aren't to blame for enjoying themselves in spite of this, says local human rights activist Semyon Simonov. But Simonov says he hopes they would be aware and help improve the situation.
The Olympics are supposedly about promoting humanism and human rights. It's all in the Olympic Charter. When they prepared for the Olympics here, the government said Sochi would set an example for all of Russia. Well, now I see it's a bad example.
Another naysayer is Georgi Gagilov, a local businessman who runs a small Apple iPhone repair shop in downtown Sochi. He says no one, and I mean no one, he knows in Sochi is a fan of these Olympics because of the corruption, because of the rising cost of living, and, well, because his rent went up. We step outside to talk more, and Georgi points out the sign on his shop. At first glance, it's that iconic Apple logo we all know. Only Georgi says that to avoid any problems with the guys at Apple, he's altered it just a bit. And it's true. The bite from the apple is a bit deeper, the stem a little fatter. Now, would I have noticed if he hadn't pointed out the difference? Probably not. But as with Russia's Sochi Olympics, what you see depends on how hard you look. For The World, I'm Charles Maines in Sochi, Russia.